When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Second date update.
One of the most vulnerable, confusing times of your life happens when you're trying to rejoin the dating pool fresh off a breakup.
Oh, that is hard. Oof.
Very hard, whether it was 15 months ago or 15 minutes ago. Just the choice to hop back onto Tinder.
It's tough.
You only waited 15 minutes after you.
That was
broke
a long time.
Okay.
You want me to die alone? I'm supposed to be single forever?
Look, he swiped right, but he had a tear in his eye.
Yeah.
And that's where one of our listeners, Paul, is at in his life. He's newly single.
Uh-oh.
And I know Brooke always says the best way to get over somebody is to get under 20 somebodies and make a video.
Wait a minute, Brooke.
Video.
So was that
just
your...
don't Google search my name.
Was that your goal, Paul?
That was the goal, was to move on for sure.
Okay. I hear you, Paul.
I don't think he understands.
Yeah.
He just didn't put batteries in the camera, so that tape's lost. Well, we're just messing around with you, Paul. But how long has it been since your breakup?
Yeah, it was about a month ago. And
okay.
Ooh, that's fresh, bro.
You know, that's all right.
I know. I don't want to talk too much about the breakup. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's fine. Totally how long did you guys date?
Oh, yeah, give us a little bit about the girl that you were with.
We were living together for a long time, but, you know, we were arguing all the time, and just it kind of, if I'm being totally honest, it ended up being kind of a bad breakup.
Okay.
It sounds like it if you don't want to talk about it at all, but
yeah.
You're ready to get back out there and make it happen.
Yeah, and so I thought I found something sort of promising, and I kind of had a weird experience, and so I wanted to get your take on it, maybe.
Okay. Do you found something, or did you find someone?
No, someone.
Okay, that's a good thing. It's going to be hard for us to call things.
Yeah.
Not impossible, though.
I don't know. We could try. But right, tell us about this something that you met the other day.
Name's Ashley.
Okay.
Ashley.
Is this on an app? Are you back on the apps?
Yeah, we met on an app.
Okay.
I'm not ashamed to say it. And we met for dinner at a pretty nice restaurant, actually. But, you know, we talked on the phone a little bit before that, a few times. And so I kind of felt like I knew her.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. And so we were already kind of joking around. We got along, at least on the phone. And when we met each other, we were sort of playful from the start. So
well, that's all a good sign.
Right.
I mean, did your breakup come up a lot in the conversation?
No.
Okay.
I've heard other calls like this where people end up admitting that. And I can tell you 100% I did not. I didn't talk about the breakup at all.
Oh, honestly, yeah. It's
good
really
man.
Good.
Yeah. What did you talk about?
Breakups
well,
in general?
Yeah.
No, I didn't talk about. But well, the first thing that happened is we were in the. There was like this. It was a nice restaurant. There was this sculpture in the lobby, and we were taking photos in front of it.
That obviously means something.
With
like
the sculpture?
You know, no, it's just like maybe she wants to record like meeting you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a big deal. We're taking sort of funny, goofy, whatever photos around. It's not like real photos, you know what I mean?
I know.
I don't take a picture with all guys.
Yeah,
no.
Like,
and anytime I take a picture with a dude, it's solely so I can show my girlfriends what he looks like.
Yeah.
But also, Brooke, make them sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Well, that's just for the Google searches.
Right.
Remember,
yeah.
We're going back to the...
Do you know who I am?
Sorry, but take us back to your date. You guys took photos in the lobby. How was the actual dinner?
It was really nice. We had a really nice conversation. We're getting to know each other. We're still laughing a lot. And we had, this is kind of weird, but we had this little contest because I guess because we're both on social media, and the contest was who could take the best filter for their meal.
Oh,
I see.
Oh, nice.
That's kind of funny. Yeah. Who can make it look the best?
Yeah, we were like, I don't care if the waiter judges us, but she won.
Okay.
Oh, did the waiter judge, or would you guys go by likes?
No, we went by likes, and she used, I think she used Valencia on her salad.
Oh, Valencia is so good.
Yeah, because I got a steak. I got a steak in it. At first, I went with Mayfair, and then I tried Vintage. But I feel like steak is, it never looks good in photography.
No.
Steak is dark. Choice. You got to go X-Pro 2.
Yeah.
That's the best one for steak.
Jose is the resident foodie, he would know. But, I mean, steak photos aside, tell us more about this actual woman that you were with. Like, did you guys vibe?
Yeah. We were definitely vibing. And then actually, after dinner, we went to a bar.
Oh, gosh, she wanted to continue the night.
I'm happy. Just listen to
this. I just can't believe she's not calling you back already.
I know.
Did something weird happen at the bar? Was there any awkward points?
No. I mean, like, we got a little tipsy, and actually, after the bar, I ended up kissing her out, like, right outside the bar.
Oh, man, this is, like, the perfect date, bro.
That's cute. Did you, I mean, is that the end of the date, the kiss?
Yeah, a little bit after I took her home. But, I mean, I felt pretty good leaving her.
Yeah.
But now it's been more than a week, and it's not like I haven't heard from her at all. Like, she's sort of, like, half answering me. Like, I don't know, like, I guess she's really busy or something. But, and then I asked her about the date, and I was like, oh, wasn't that such a good time? And she kind of won't respond to that at all, which is really weird because I thought we had so much fun.
Yeah. No. And she probably saw that photo that you took of your steak and was like, ew, this guy can't even take a picture.
True.
I mean, but seriously, do you think that maybe during the date, like at least in the back of your mind, you were comparing Ashley to your ex? Because it's hard when you're fresh off of a breakup to not do that.
Yeah, I mean, now that you mentioned, I guess it was in the back of my mind, kind of.
But why would that affect his time with her? I mean, like, it sounds like they had a great time and he didn't even talk about his ex.
I know. Maybe he just secretly drew her name in the steak juice on his plate and didn't even realize what he was doing.
Okay, that would be weird if he didn't remember that.
No steak juice.
Okay.
The only liquids I remember are the ones we shared after Kiss.
Gross.
Ew. Oh,
that's gross. A weird way to describe a kiss.
I'm not going to ask any more details. We're just going to play a song.
I don't know. Maybe that's why she's not calling
maybe.
It back.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out.
He's like, nice liquids.
Yeah. We'll come back. We'll call Ashley and we'll ask her about the juices, I guess.
Let's not. Second date update next.
Second date update.
We're in the middle of talking to Paul for our second date update, and he went out with a woman named Ashley recently. They took some photos together at a restaurant, hit up a bar, even kissed underneath a streetlight.
Yeah.
And I only bring this up because he specifically told us, please don't bring this up.
That's good.
Ex-girlfriend was in the back of his mind the whole time.
That is not what he said at
Everywhere he looked. There she was.
Oh,
her face on the waiter's face.
No way.
Her name on the restaurant menu.
Oh,
her scent in the second stall to the left.
Oh, that is so
Cassie, is that you?
No.
Paul told us he doesn't think he talked about his ex that night. But as I've learned from working with my co-host, Brooke, you can't trust what a man thinks.
That's not what I said at
all.
Paul seems totally healthily moving on from his relationship, his ex-relationship.
Brooke's just mad because she can recognize Michael from a stall away.
Well, I could, but
I don't know, Paul, did I encapsulate the date the right way there?
I don't know. I'm just
Say no, Paul. Say no.
You were thinking about your
No, because I'm not really thinking about her. It's old news. I'm really focused on Ashley right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't figure out why she isn't responding to me, really.
I can't either. Because, I mean, from your description, that date sounded amazing.
It was.
Now, and you're not looking to get into another relationship. You just want a date, right?
Well, I might be. I do want a new relationship. I'm moving on.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, great. You've pushed him into that. Now he's a relationship guy.
Yeah, well, that's what it sounds like. It could be the problem.
I'm not going to bring that up in when we call her right now.
No.
Okay, we're just going to ask for another date. Is that cool with you, Paul?
Yeah, totally.
Then you ask for a relationship on your own time. But here we go. All right, I'm going to dial her number now. Let's do this.
Hello.
Hi, is this Ashley?
Yes, who is this?
And my name is Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay.
I can always tell how they feel about the show based on that.
Exactly.
And it's lukewarm. That's all right.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Hey, so we're doing something with you today called a second date update. One of our listeners has reached out to us hoping to get in touch with you.
Oh.
His name's Paul.
Okay, then why would you call me? I mean, we've been texting.
He's getting the vibe that you're not really romantically interested in him anymore.
Is he wrong?
No, he's not wrong. I'm definitely not interested in pursuing it any further.
Oh, okay.
That
was blunt.
You're allowed to feel that way. That's totally fine. But it would help Paul maybe if you could help explain to us why.
I don't know. I mean, he seemed really nice at first. And at the restaurant, it was super cool. I don't know if he told you or not, but there was this blue sculpture in the front. And so we were like taking pictures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which we all thought was a really good sign because obviously you thought he was cute enough to take a photograph of.
Yeah. I mean, he was the one who suggested it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But I thought it was fun. You know, I didn't really think a lot of it. I was just like, you know, if I want to post something, you know, he'd be fine with that.
That's right. Good.
All right.
And then you also did the social media thing with the food he said at dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that was actually pretty fun because I'm really good with the filters. Like, I knew I'd win, so.
Yeah, okay.
Of course.
Foodie.
But, so where did it go from being fun to not fun?
Well, I mean, fast forward and we kissed under that, like, light or whatever. And I was like, I'm definitely going out with this guy again, for sure.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, I was really excited. It was kind of that wondering when he's going to text. You know,
that is such a fun space to live in.
It is.
Yeah. It's like the best part of dating.
Or when you like see him typing and then you're like exit the convo.
Yay!
So they don't see you.
That's a really good review. What's changed since then?
Well, I decided to look at his social media the next day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's natural. Anyone would do that.
Did you see his ugly steak picture? He told us it didn't turn out good.
Well, I mean, mine was way better, but
okay.
He had posted all of the pictures of us, like, in front of the statue.
Oh, no.
And
don't do that.
I get it if you're an influencer, and so it's part of your job, but it was just weird because I wasn't really expecting him to post them right after we just dated for the first time.
Right. And without telling you. Like, it's just kind of, like, if he checked with you, like, oh, my God, do you mind if I put those up on Instagram?
I don't think any first dates.
Why would you take a picture if you wouldn't want anybody to see the picture?
Well, it's a first date.
For memories, not everybody.
I do the same thing. You go on a date, you take a pic, and then that way you know in 2, 3, 4, 5 months if you're dating, you can have like a compilation.
That's true.
You
know?
Okay.
Yeah,
this
that's
is
a good
our
point.
First date.
Yeah.
It's a little cringy.
Okay, so you don't like that he posted the photos of you without permission.
Well, I could have gotten over that because I could have been like, hey, maybe take those down.
Right.
But the caption was what really got me.
Uh-oh.
I'm scared.
What was it?
He'd captioned it, my ex said no one would ever love me, but how do you like me now?
Oh, no.
No.
I thought it was over. I thought he was ready to move on.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys aren't to the love phase yet either.
No.
It's just like.
I know.
That's what we're emphasizing, Jeffrey.
Yeah,
the whole thing is terrible.
Someone should have reported that.
So he posted that just for his like, ex.
I mean, he didn't even mention an ex the whole night. And so it just kind of, I felt so used.
Oh,
you're blindsided.
It feels like a revenge date.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's pretty bad.
I kind of get it now.
You didn't say anything to him after you saw that?
What am I going to say?
Yeah. Like, hey, crazy, don't do that.
His socials, all she can do is just go, all right, well, good luck over there, buddy.
I mean, if you do have anything that you would like to say, now's a really good opportunity for you because Paul's been on the other line listening this whole time. He wants to talk to you. Paul, you there?
Oh, I can't believe it.
He needs to hear this.
I'm here.
Oh, hello. It seems like maybe you got some unpacking to do about that ex.
I wanted everyone to know that I was over her, right? And that it's done.
Yeah, that's the best way to show it.
Well, that's my way. That's just my way of doing things. I wanted her to see it, obviously.
Yeah, you made that obvious with the caption.
You think that posting that makes you come off like a confident, attractive guy? Like, you could see how maybe Ashley seeing that would be a little bit turned off.
Yeah, like, you're not over her.
Well, I didn't expect her to see it. And I don't even care if she saw it because I want my ex to know that I moved on and I'm not interested in her anymore.
Okay, so, Paul.
Okay.
Usually the best way to do that is to just actually be over her and not call her out. Yeah. And if she wants to come.
But I am, and that's why I wrote that.
Okay, so you're saying, like, if your ex-girlfriend were to text you tonight and say, hey, I saw that photo with you and that girl. You need to drop that floozy. I want you right now. Let's get back together.
She uses floozy, which no one uses.
Yeah. You're saying that you wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't get back together with her. Like, we might hook up. I'm being totally honest.
Okay. Oh, bro.
There you go. Right, so I'm being honest with you guys. I can't be honest with you guys.
You said you're completely moved on. You're not interested anymore.
So disassociate.
I'm not. I am moved on. I'm not interested. That's not interest. It's just normal.
Paul, you need to talk to Ashley. I feel like you owe her apology because like that does feel like you just took her out to prove a point to your ex.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say to Ashley except that I'm over my ex. Like there's proof online that I'm over my ex.
What? Okay. No, it's not the proof. Ashley,
why do I feel like she's tagged in the photo?
She's not tagged in the photo. She unfriended me, but
wait.
Okay. Oh, so you couldn't if you wanted to.
But
actually, this is not looking better, is it?
No. And I don't understand. They just asked you a hypothetical, and you said you'd still hook up with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm practicing radical honesty. It's the thing I've been trying to do.
Radical honesty!
Wow. I mean, Ashley, where are you going to meet a guy that's willing to be completely honest?
This is extreme.
This is a catch, and I would love to send you out with Paul one more time, and we'll pay for it.
It feels like honest Paul is going to be, we're 6 months into a relationship and oops, I hooked up with a stripper. All honest.
Wait, what?
Oh, but he'll tell you.
Stripper.
Yeah, I know. At least he's going to say it. He's going to take a picture and post it on social media so that you'll know.
You guys are being ridiculous. I'm being upfront. I'm being honest and I'm being raked over the coals for it.
That's true. Hey, you know, it is good to be honest. It just doesn't sound like you're being honest with yourself about how ready you are to move on from your ex.
I'm ready, and I like you, Ashley, and I will never lie to you.
Aww.
He's right.
It's a big statement, Ashley.
I don't know. The last guy who was quote-unquote honest with me about his ex went back to her.
Yeah.
So.
And let's be real, Ashley. That steak pick was really bad. So he does have a lot working against him.
So petty.
Are you single?
Hey!
Oh, he doesn't use social media.
No. Ashley, my food picks are the absolute worst.
I'm 5-hour energy picks?
Yeah.
The muffins?
I only know how to do them in black and white. It's awful.
Hey, are you moving in on my girl here? Because that would be really rude.
Are you talking about Ashley or your ex-girlfriend? Who are you talking about?
Which one?
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Oh, huge missed opportunity for us on the show here.
How so?
When the guy's posting all sorts of stuff on his social media and we don't ask him to put up a photo of us doing his second date.
No.
Free exposure.
Yeah, and really shows the ex that he's over her because we didn't talk about her nonstop.
No.
Yeah. Good luck, man.
See, this is why we don't have our blue check mark on TikTok.
This is not
we're
why.
Not
I don't
thinking.
This is why. No. No.
Okay. Well, I do cringe every time I hear a guy being vulnerable and honest on this show because you know that Brooke's just waiting to pounce on him, saying, I told you shouldn't do that.
Honey, he was not being honest with himself.
Yeah, he was being brutally honest.
Yeah, he misses his ex and can't stop thinking about her.
Okay, so he should be a liar.
Well, I just... it's not the way you're going to get another date is by using your date as revenge to the person you're just with.
Okay.
We'll go over this later.
You say he shouldn't have posted pictures without her permission.
He shouldn't have.
No. I say she shouldn't have looked at his pictures without his permission. We can do this all day.
No, that's what social media is. No,
you have to be friends first.
Not necessarily. Obviously not in his case.
All I'm saying is we could argue about this forever.
Okay. All right.
There's no one is right in dating.
I think you're going to end up single at the end of this conversation.
Okay, well then maybe I could appear on a second date update one day. But
just don't tell the truth.
I'm never going to. Not in Brooke's presence.
It's not it at all.
But if you ever want to get a second date update, email the show. We'll call the person who isn't calling you back.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. the hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.